The Henry Dwyer knows how to get a winner. Copper Fox.
He was super first up at Geelong in a pretty good form race. If he runs up when he gets first up, he'd probably be very hard to beat.
I'm throwing a gold card in. I'm throwing a Copper Fox.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
And away goes Copper Fox. Copper Fox for Ben Allen, just over a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, we certainly do. And today we are racing at Pakenham on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly. So no requirement for a grass conversation from you, Waddy, which I know is slightly depressing at this time of year for you. But we'll get you up because we've got a couple of trainers that want to give us a winner today. And I think we can get one for our punters out there on the early mail. Philip Stokes is one of those. He joins us on the line. Hello, Philip.
Yeah, morning.
Great to have you with us. You've got two today. Race two, number 10, Kitchiero. Is running out of barrier, jumping out of barrier two today. Wasn't too far off at Geelong. Three lengths off them at Geelong in the second up last time out. 1,200 metres today, 18 days ago the run. Can we win today, Philip?
We can. I thought, like you said, his last run was quite good. It closed off well late. I just want to make sure that, I know it's early in the day, but as long as the track's racing fair and they can run on and, you know, I think he's definitely a chance. And, you know, he's obviously trained on this synthetic track and that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, hasn't run a race on the synthetic, but trains and handles it pretty well?
Oh, look, his first jump out of it wasn't ideal. He didn't really like the kickback, but he's subsequently been on a few more times and seems to have a better handle on it. So I'm hoping it won't be a problem.
All right, that's race two, number 10, Kitchiero, out of barrier two. Then you've got race three, number six, Kumo's Son, who was on the synthetic last time and just missed two lengths at Pakenham over the 1,400 about 14 days ago. Stays at that distance today. Just looking for that maiden win.
Yeah, look, her last run was better. Has she come on from that run? Probably. No, she hasn't. She's about where she was going into it. But saying all that, small field, I think she's ready to win. So she'll definitely give a sight.
Would she be back in the run again and try and blast home late?
I think that's how we're right-ish. That seemed to work well last time.
So of those two, Philip, today, which one would you sort of lean towards as your best chance today?
Well, I think Kitchiero is the horse that's on the up and, yeah, definitely the one to follow.
All right, well, we'll take that and we will run with that sort of endorsement. Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Philip Stokes for two today. Race two, number 10, Kitchiero is going to be his best. And just having a look at the markets at tab.com.au, Whitey, a little bit of 750 action, if you don't mind.
I reckon there's a real place all up opportunity for both of those.
Do you think?
Yep.
Well, I'll assess that, and we'll come back to the punter shortly.
All right.
The spreadsheet's looking luscious at the moment. Like we've got some money to play with.
Yeah, we're definitely in front. We did have that lean patch.
We did, but we had a really strong patch, which is giving us an unbelievable buffer. Probably for the rest of the year, the way we're going.
That is true. Shane Nichols, he's got a couple of runners today at Pakenham. Shane, good morning.
Morning, boys. Hang on, I'll just lift my beanie up and pull my mask down so we can communicate.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well played.
Very good. Very good. You got two today late in the program. Race 7, number 3, That Song from Gate 1. In what looks a pretty open race, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, he won there and then drew bad gate next two. Probably shouldn't have run him. And he just got carted off the track at Wangaratta and then the same again at his following run. So drawn one here, he gets a nice run in the race, I think, and he's shown us a little bit of talent, this horse, even though he's a low-rated horse, I think. He's a chance to be on the up.
All right, so are we sort of saying win each way? What do you think?
Oh, I'm always slightly conservative, but I'd say he's a solid each-way chance.
That's at the end of the conversation, Whitey. That happens at the end of the conversation.
I know. But he's around $7.50, so I just wanted to get the early thoughts. All right, race eight, Fountain of Youth. Geordie Childs on board from gate seven, definitely in the market here. But not too many starts for Fountain of Youth.
No, she's only had one run for us on a heavy track at Warrnambool, no trial. We just wanted to sort of see where she sat. Probably went fairly well considering what she'd done since she arrived at our place. So the 1,100's a slight query, but she's going to improve a lot from that first up run. And she's won on a good four, I noticed, in Adelaide. So I would think she's some sort of chance.
All right. Of your two, race seven, number three, and race eight, number nine, what would be your best?
I think he's worked really well. And I quite like him, and he has had two runs with zero luck.
Righto,
that's good enough for us.
that we will take it, and we will absolutely run with that. Shane, good luck to you today. Hopefully there's one, maybe two winners for you in the stable.
All you blokes do is curse me, so I don't know
why. Well, it's about time you did something about it.
Yeah, I'd stop answering the phone.
Don't do that. Keep answering. We'll get you a winner eventually. Go get him.
Good luck, boys.
Shane Nicholls with his mask off and now back on. And once he's finished the conversation, race 7, number 3. That song, $8.280 in the fixed markets at tab.com.au.
So as we go to the news, this is a great story that's developing. Remember Shahid Afridi when he came onto the scene as this 16-year-old wonder kid?
Oh, yeah.
It's now emerged in his book that he wasn't the age he was... everyone was told he was. He was actually 5 years older.
He was 21. That's...
Oh, this is hilarious.
I'd like to say I'm surprised.
So there's now talk of age fraud. I've never heard of age fraud before. But, it's emerged that Shahid Afridi is 5 years older than what we all thought.
That is hilarious. Hilarious, but not unexpected, I must admit.
Or maybe 2 or 3 years old, but 5 years old, that's a stretch.
Well, no wonder he looks so mature for a 16-year-old. He was 48 at the time.
Well, yeah, usually 16-year-olds are trying to be older to get into establishments, not trying to be 5 years younger. That would stop them from getting into establishments.
It's an unusual world we live in. One man who loves age fraud is Rodney Ead. He'll be joining us after the 7 o'clock news. Can't get enough of it. The Coach's Corner just around the corner on The Breakfast Club.